The 6PR Breakfast. It's time for Peter Ford.
For Reading Cinemas Belmont. All movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the
well,
girls.
Well, a man we spoke about very early in today's program, Laurie Oakes, announced his retirement. He'll retire in a couple of weeks. Peter Ford, where does he sit on the legend category of
morning,
television?
Fordy. Oh, look, good morning. Well, in terms of, you know, TV journalism and in terms of specifically involving political reporting and commentary, I mean, he is it. Mm. You know, everybody else is kind of in his wake, and I think even his opponents would bow to that. And so consistent. He seems like he's been around forever, doesn't it? I can't remember a time when he wasn't there. And of course, he hasn't actually lived in Canberra now for several years, but he's obviously been on top of it all there and has been front and centre of it and broken so many stories. But I would say with some certainty there's a whole bunch of other stories that he's sat on or shelved because you've got to stay in the game and you don't want to make enemies sometimes, and sometimes you just got to sacrifice a good yarn. But now that he's retired and not actively participating, he's going to have the best book that he can put together.
Oh, I'm sure he will. We played a bit earlier. He was with Steve Liebman. Have a listen to this.
He handled defeat.
Well, he's handling it pretty well. The thing that struck me today is the grit that he's shown. I mean, it's a real class act today. He's known all day that he didn't have the numbers. He went into Parliament and gave one of his best performances for a long while. He's shown dignity, he's shown humour, compassion for his staff, the whole lot. I think the way he's leaving office
Who was he talking about there, by the way?
He was talking about a former Prime Minister who'd been given the arse. Was it Gough Whitlam?
Back in Liebman's day. Now, it would have been after Whitlam, but it might have been...
I have no idea. He was talking... Right. Might have been Bob Hawke.
He didn't have the numbers. Could have been Hawke. It may have been Hawke.
Okay.
But we digress.
He is quite amazing in terms of... In a funny kind of sad way, I've almost tried to model myself on him in that, you know, when Laurie Oakes was coming onto the news, you knew it was a big story.
Sure.
It was something really important. They'd pulled out the big guns. Mm. And because his brand is associated with being on top of a political story, and you know he's got the contacts, you know what he says is going to be pretty close to spot on. And I think for that reason alone, he's amazing.
Mm. Where does he sit in relation, say, on Mike Willacy? If you had to sit down as a politician to be interviewed, would you be more fearful of Laurie Oakes or Mike Willacy at his best?
I would have thought in his heyday, probably Mike Willacy, because Mike Willacy would give you the stare, whereas in a news situation, you don't have time to play those sort of theatrics. I would have thought in his heyday, but, you know, you're probably comparing apples and oranges because Willacy was never sort of on the ground working in Canberra, in the way that Laurie Oakes was.
Yeah, well, a big retirement, obviously, with Laurie Oakes, and a big cancellation from the Bieber, Justin Bieber, who's cancelled the rest of his world tour and put out a quite bizarre Twitter or Facebook explanation.
Yes, well, this happened, of course, 2 weeks ago, and there's been a lot of talk around about him. He's quit this because he wants to dedicate his life to Christ and he wants to build his own church and all of that. Well, he went into this quite lengthy explanation for cancelling the rest of the tour. You know, he'd done 154 concerts. There are only 14 left, and that's what he said, I'm not going to do. Now, in this lengthy post, he's not mentioned the Lord or Christ or anything, any religious thing at all, but he certainly does sound like somebody who is examining himself and trying to find better values for himself. Maybe that's an extension of his involvement in the Hillsong Church, I'm not sure. But he's also talking about, he uses this word a couple of times, sustainable. He wants his heart and mind to be sustainable, and that's why he didn't do these shows. I mean,
don't we all?
You know,
what does that mean?
Just do it. I don't know. I mean, if he said I was so burnt out I couldn't get out of bed in the morning, you'd say, okay, well, that's legitimate. But he's not offering any valid excuse for it at all. I mean, that's the real test of a performer of any sort, whether it's a concert performer, even a radio host. Mm. You know, the days when you really don't want to do it, when you somehow summon the strength, you put on an act, and you do it professionally, and he wasn't capable of doing that.
Yeah, fair enough.
For those of you that might not be able to sleep this weekend, that was Laurie Oakes talking about Bob Hawke on
it
his last day in 1991.
Okay, so there we go.
Wasn't Steve Liebman a good actor? I mean, when I say an actor.
You know, you talk about who you modelling yourself on Laurie Oakes. As a kid, Mum got me to watch the Today, got me into watching the Today Show. There was no Sunrise in those days. And Steve Liebman was the guy that I was really impressed by him as a young man who had an interest in TV, because I loved the fact that one day he could be doing a soft story or be interviewing the Australian cricket captain, and the next moment he could be going hammer and tongs at the Australian Prime Minister. And in many ways, he was the forerunner of all of them, including me, these last couple of days, the guys that you see on TV doing a bit of everything.
Yeah, I agree. And smooth as silk, and of course from a radio background, of course, which
lovely
is always
bloke,
a good
too.
Starting point. Yeah, and no, I'm a big rap for him. It must have hurt him so much when he went and Carl came in, and, you know, Carl was so hideous those first 6 months, and he must have sat at home thinking, oh, they've shelved me for this.
Everyone improves, Pete.
Hey, Pete, can I leave you with be alert, not alarmed? Goodbye.
Thank you. Oh, yes, exactly. Thank you.